This is Talia White from the Women in Rec Fishing on 101.5 FM with your weekly Coastwatch fishing report. Starting with sand crabs, you find plenty around Little Goat Island and down towards Torbal, and you find lots of mud crabs in the waterways around Torbal, Donnybrook and Ningi Creek. Tailor are still hanging around at the tip of Bribie Island, especially along Red Beach. Over in the Caboolture River, anglers are landing some great size whiting with regular catches around the 35 centimetre mark. Mangrove jacks have been a bit hot and cold across the bay this week. If you're up north, check out Bells Creek, Coochin Creek and the Pelican Water Canals. And if you're further south, head over to the Caboolture River and the Palmerstone Passage, where the jacks have been consistent. Although, the Pine River has been a little quieter this week. Flathead are still biting well, especially in the upper reaches of Hussey's, Roy's and Glasshouse Creek, and brim have been thriving thanks to the freshwater runoff with Mission Point and the mouth of Glasshouse Creek producing steady catches as they feed on the bait being washed out. For those chasing jewfish, the deeper holes at pretty much any creek mouth have been holding some decent fish. Alternatively, head out from Redcliffe where jewfish are being pulled from the reefs around that 6 to 10 metre mark, with early morning sessions using soft plastics or live baits giving the best results. Offshore, from the small number of boats that have been able to get out this week, they've been rewarded with good-sized pearl perch and snapper around the cathedrals, and the fads are also producing some great-sized dolphin fish, with one report of a fish over 1.2 metres long. The 80-metre grounds have been yielding some good trag and a few jew, and lastly, a little further south, just out from Stradbroke Island, kingfish are being caught regularly around the depths of the 30 to 80 metres. We're reeling it in for today. That's Talia's Coastwatch Fishing Report. If you didn't catch it all, reel it in on the podcast on 101.5 FM.